Major tech companies like Google, Facebook, and Zynga are on a shopping spree, buying up small startups with innovative products and apps. In many cases, though, the tech giants don't really care about what the small companies were actually producing. They just want the engineers. This strategy has been given a name, acqui-hire, as in acquiring new hires, whatever you call it. Dan Bobkoff reports this could mean the end of your favorite app.
I first noticed the phenomenon this summer when Google swallowed my favorite email app. I paid money for it, and now it's headed for a slow death. Google just wanted the developers and was happy to buy the whole company to get them. Gabor Celli knows what that's like.
In comes Google and says, how about we pay you a nice amount of money and you don't have to do all these things and you can work on something exciting.
In 2008, Celli created another email app called Remail. It made it easier to search mail on a phone. As it started to catch on, Celli got his own call from Google. They wanted Remail. Or maybe I should say they bought Remail to get Celli.
The product itself got shut down.
This is the crazy world of talent acquisition. Acqui-hires are very Silicon Valley, the product of an explosion of new startups and a shortage of engineering talent.
Having two or three extremely talented engineers can be worth their weight in gold.
John Coyle noticed these deals were multiplying in recent years. He's a law professor at the University of North Carolina, and he found one of the big reasons is saving face.
You can then go into a bar with your friends the day after the deal closes and tell your friends, hey, I just sold my company to Google. And that's going to go over really well. People are going to be really excited for you.
What's not said in that bar is that the startup probably wasn't doing so well. It was not destined to be the next Twitter. Yoichiro Taku is a lawyer who's worked on acqui-hire deals.
So there's a lot of startup companies. A lot of them won't be able to raise another round of financing, and they'll need an exit strategy or they need to shut down.
An acqui-hire is an exit strategy that can make many people happy. Investors get money back, the tech giants get to hire people who might not have wanted to work there otherwise, and the founders look like they just had a success. But what about us? Even John Coyle, the professor at UNC, says his favorite e-reading app no longer worked right after it was bought by Amazon.
On the other hand, these tech companies are bringing these engineers over to design new and exciting products for them, and it may be that in the long run, these new products they'll work on working for, say, a Google or a Facebook will be more popular and even more beneficial than the apps they worked on before.
Gabor Celli, the creator of Remail, left Google 3 months ago to start a new venture. Today, he works out of a big shared workspace in San Francisco.
This is another startup. They work right behind me.
This is Tipita Chenavasan. A burrito sits next to his pile of iPads. His company makes game apps that put your friends' faces on the characters.
So here, let me chainsaw some zombies for you.
But I asked him if he'd consider an offer from a big company.
No, and we feel like acqui-hire, like right now it's really trendy, but we feel like that's failure.
And he's not alone. Some companies have said publicly that they won't be acqui-hired. Marco Arment built Instapaper because he wanted an easy way to save articles he found online to read later on his train ride home. It turned into a profitable business.
What do you say?
He knows one letter so far.
He's turned down acqui-hire offers in the past because he likes working at home with his wife and newborn and wouldn't want to shut down a popular product. He doesn't think it's a big deal when failing companies are acqui-hired. The problem is when demand for engineering talent goes off the charts.
Then the acqui-hire prices climb. And that makes it hard for a company to say no to the offer, even if they're doing well.
As for himself, he never says never.
Oh, sure, everyone has a price.
So watch out. Before you know it, your favorite app could vanish, swallowed by a hungry tech industry that just wants its engineers. For NPR News, I'm Dan Bobkoff in New York.